Beer is an important part of life in the Czech Republic. The country's pub culture centers around it. Pivo is one of the first words that foreigners learn. It is one of the country's leading exports, and it is a matter of great national pride. Now, a proposed increase in minimum alcohol excise duties in the EU states is threatening to send up the price of the Czech national beverage. On Tuesday, the Czech Republic and three other beer-loving nations, Germany, Lithuania, and Latvia, blocked the proposed tax hike. But that is only a temporary respite. The excise duty price hike will be back on the EU's agenda at the end of November. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
On Tuesday, Czech brewers could raise their glasses to the outcome of the first round of talks in Brussels. However, Tuesday's rejection of the European Commission's proposal has merely put the problem on hold. The minimum EU duty on beer and spirits has not been revised since it was last set 14 years ago. A revision to reflect inflation is therefore necessary. The planned rise would have added 1 euro cent, about 1.3 US cents, to the price of a half a litre of beer. Now, that may appear negligible to some Europeans, but the director of the Czech Association of Brewers, Jan Veselý, says it could have serious consequences not just for Czech brewers and consumers, but also for the country's economy.
Increase of excise tax and a consequent increase of value-added tax and margins of wholesalers and retailers, we calculate that total increase would be 1 crown per half-liter bottle, which is quite significant because the average price of that most common beer for a half-liter bottle is some 7 crowns.
So you think it would put people off drinking beer?
Yeah, it would decline, mainly because some 1 million, perhaps more than 1 million hectoliters a year, is drunk in the form of very cheap beer sold in the supermarkets and hypermarkets for some 3-4 crowns. And their increase for 1 crown is 1/3 of the price, which is killing. This is the first, result of that. Second would be a demand for malt will decline, and consequently demand for malting barley, which can harm our agriculture sector because some 600,000 hectares a year are seeded by malting barley, which is, I would say, a commodity that keeps our agriculture sector quite stable because there is a reliable demand every year the same.
Ideally, the Czech Republic would have liked to see beer exempted from the inflation adjustment, especially since wine is also excluded. Such a compromise was proposed by Finland, which currently holds the rotating EU presidency. However, the suggestion was vetoed by Sweden on health grounds. Jan Veselý of the Czech Association of Brewers says this argument does not hold water.
This is the kind of Lederman theory that is applied in Scandinavian states since some 1945. And there are three pillars of the theory. First is to reduce the sales of alcohol beverages because of licensing the outlets. Second, total ban of sponsoring and advertising. And third, dramatic increase of prices via a multiplicated increase of excise taxes. All the three measures in a complex were used for 60 years. In Norway, Sweden, Finland, with no significant results. The consumption of alcohol dropped, but official consumption of alcohol, that's its statistics. Extremely increased at smuggling, first, mainly the boats going to Poland, to Germany, to Baltic states and so on, and illegal home production of spirits increased dramatically, with a very harming health consequences because there is no hygiene and other control. Everyone is doing something at home, using anything from sugar to everything that can be distilled, And so this theory didn't show any positive results, even in Scandinavia. So it's nonsense to apply it in other countries, even if the countries are having totally different culture, history, living habits, and so, which is case of Central European countries and Mediterranean or Southern European countries. And this is, this attempt to increase minimal excise tax is just a bureaucratic attempt to put all the people living in Europe to one sack, to create some normalized Euro citizen.
That was Jan Veselý, director of the Czech Association of Brewers.